You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Sita Malone Gibson, the founder and CEO of ATIC and MGAA Professional Developments Institute, who are growing and empowering future leaders for now for extraordinary success. They provide speakers, seminars, and transformational coaching to impact lives, to increase performance, productivity, processes, and human capital and organizational effectiveness. Their mission is to bridge the leadership lack by mentoring and offering other professional development services to inspire, lead, and grow. Dr. Malone Gibson, a pleasure to have you back with us here on Enterprise Radio.
Good morning, Eric. It's so great to be back again. Thank you for having me. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's really good to talk to you again and looking forward to getting an update from you. So speaking of which, tell us, what are your most recent updates since we last spoke?
Oh, well, one of the things that I've been doing since we last spoke, Eric, is I've been speaking more. And recently, within the last couple of weeks, I did something similar to a TED Talk event with WeVenture, which is a part of Florida Institute of Technology here in Brevard County. And my topic was From the Pit to the Palace. And basically what I shared with the audience, it was a 30-minute presentation that we had to do. And basically what I shared with the audience is that the pit, as I defined it, could be anything. It doesn't have to necessarily be a box that you're boxed into. The pit is just a temporary situation. And when I said temporary situation, it could be obsession, depression, suppression. It could be the loss of a loved one. It could be a betrayal. It could be the loss of trust. It could be an illness. The pit is what you define it to be. So my pit was moving from the pit, you know, in my military career, meaning me moving from the bottom of the scale to the almost top of the scale, from the pit to the palace. And the palace could mean that you have overcome so many obstacles that you consider that a palace. And actually what I did, I was excited a couple of weeks ago also to know that I'll be doing an event, you know, confirming an event, you know, hopefully, I may have to cancel it, hopefully not, in the U.S. Virgin Islands. There will be a mastermind group. It's about 20 of us that have signed up to do that, and I'm the host, so I'm hoping that goes through. If not, I'll just reschedule it for a later date. And also, I had the opportunity to spend 5 whole days with the Maxwell team, John Maxwell team. Since I've spoken with you last, I have became a certified John Maxwell team player and speaker, you know, to coach, to train, and to provide mastermind sessions as needed. Other than that, I'm just enjoying my retirement sunny days.
I hear you on that. Nothing wrong with that as well. And it sounds like you have a lot of exciting things going on in your neck of the woods. Now, today, what is your topic of conversation, and what would you like to talk about today?
Well, today I just want to, you know, since it's a short time we have, I just want to talk about top-level executive leaders' responsibilities for organizational effectiveness. I did a survey about 90 days ago, and some of the executive leaders and individuals that I collaborate with in different organizations, they asked me, what are the key things that you can bring to our organization that will bring value to us? What areas should we as an executive leader or senior leader look forward to doing in order for you to hold us accountable? So I came up with these 8 areas. And they're very simplistic, And the first thing I tell them, you really can't lead anybody if you can't lead and invest in yourself. And I learned that over all my years of experience. I invest in myself all the time. You know, you cannot pour out of you what you don't have in you. So that was the first thing I shared and I told them. And the second thing that I told them is that they should set achievable organizational goals if they want organizational effectiveness. And when I say achievable, sometimes they have these big goals that they are the only one that know the goal. And when they have those organizational goals, it's not you, Mr. Executive, or you, Ms. Executive Leader. It's not your goal. It's the goal that you have set, or the vision or the mission for the organization. So what I told them to do is to reduce those goals to like a business card or index card, a key size card, like the hotel key size, and make sure that every employee that comes into the organization that they get that, so that they will have the same sort of DNA of the organization. They'll know what the missions, the goals, the objectives are, and what they are responsible for as employees, and what the executive is responsible for taking that organization to the top for effectiveness. Next, I told them, and from the survey, this was one of the big things that came out in the results, over 50% said that increased customer satisfaction. So that is the bottom line. If you don't have customer satisfaction, your business is probably, you know, going whack. It's going down real quick. One of the things I noticed with the hotel and the hospitality industry, as soon as we come back from traveling, whether it's the airlines or the hotels, they send us a survey and they want to know, hey, how can we improve your travel with us, your stay with us, your service with us? So I have a document that I created that I will be using in those organizations that contract our team to come in and work with them. Next, be a firm decision maker. You can't think about it, and I'm thinking of the state that we're in now, and I noticed that the mayor of San Antonio, he made a decision not to have the people evacuated. That was something that everybody said, what? But it was for the best. Those of us that were engineers in the Corps of Engineers or engineers or structural engineers, we know that he made it the best decision at that time for that moment. So he made a decision not to evacuate. That saved thousands and thousands and thousands of lives, because people would be walking on those bridges or on the interstate and they would have been drowned. Next, I said, prioritize and focus on key function. Now, when I say prioritize and focus on key functions, you have your key goals and objectives, and then you have those sub goals and objectives that you can do. What I used to say is you have those goals that fall above the financial line that we can resource, and those that fall below the line that we cannot resource. So put those things that are key to the organizational success in priority. One of the biggest things, again, is be a role model. Walk the talk. People are watching us as executive leaders, as businessmen and women, as entrepreneurs. You have to walk the talk. Do what you say you're going to do, and not only do it, but over-deliver when you do it. So I have two more, but let me recap real quick. Lead and invest in yourself, set and achieve goals, organizational goals, increase customer satisfaction, be a firm decision maker. I can't stress this. Be a firm decision maker. Prioritize and focus on key functions. Be the role model for your organization. And seven, set the performance bar. Set the performance bar. I always say set the bar high. Set the bar realistically. If you set it high, you know, they said if you shoot high, you need to shoot a little bit higher. So set the bar high. Let everyone know what the bar is. Are we going to do 80% organizational effectiveness, or we want 100%, but we're shooting for 110%? Set the bar. And not only set the bar, but when you set the bar high, ensure you have the resources, both human capital and dollars to support those things that you want to inculcate or to prioritize or to come into fruition for that fiscal year. And when you have done all that and you have done well or you have not done so well, the only way you can find out is to do an assessment. Do an assessment on those things that are your strengths, and do an assessment on those things that you consider your shortfalls. And then when you have done it all, you repeat it. You go over and do it over and over again until you become the best at what you want to do.
Some great advice right there in that stretch. We really do appreciate that, especially from your expertise. Now, shifting gears a little, what's one goal if you could achieve in 24 hours that would have the greatest positive impact in one's life?
You know what, Eric? A lot of people ask me that question, and I have asked several people that question. And what I like to tell individuals is the one thing that if I could change in 24 hours is my health. Why? I say your health is your wealth. I would like to live a healthier lifestyle and be wealthier. If you live healthy, you can be wealthy because you can work harder and you can do as much as you want to do, not only for yourself, but so you can help others grow. So I can help, so we as a team can help others grow as servant leaders.
And I couldn't agree more with you on that. Today we are joined by Dr. Sita Maloon Gibson, the founder and CEO of ATIC and MGAA Professional Development's Institute, who are growing and empowering future leaders for now for extraordinary success here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Maloon Gibson, what one book could you read again and again that would help our listeners today?
I know, and I don't want to really offend anyone out there, but the one book I would read, and I've been asked this question before also, it's the Bible. I would read it in its entirety. You know, growing up, you read something or you hear a scripture that the pastor would tell you, your mother would tell you, or a friend would tell you. But I would read the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And specifically now, I would read more of the book of Psalms, and then I would read more of the book of Proverbs. David wrote the book of Psalms. And, you know, most of us know the 23rd Psalm. That's one of my favorite, and Psalm 121 is one of my favorites. And the book of Proverbs is the book of wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing. In all our getting, we should get wisdom, but with all that wisdom we get, we should get understanding. And the book of Proverbs tells us a whole lot of wisdom. So the Bible would be that one key thing that I would read.
By the sounds of it, it looks like we're certainly on the same page in all regards for our conversation today, and really has been good to have had you. Lastly, what suggestion would you give the listeners that would help them to be more productive, which of course is very important in business today?
Okay, the one suggestion I think I would give the listeners out there, those of you out there listening to us, is I would advise them not to waste any time. Time is priceless, and, you know, not wasting time and decrease all the chatter and the clatter and all of that clutter that we have in our lives. You know, 50% of individuals, they are out there doing things that are non-productive. And when you do things that are non-productive, you are losing money and you're losing sleep. And I would say the way they can do that, and I'm guilty of this sometimes, is to turn off those electronic interruptions, such as your emails, your telephone, messages, and shift and focus your concentration on what you want to do to become more productive. And this, if you shut off those things down, your productivity will increase. But if you don't, your productivity will decrease. That means you're losing money in your business, you're losing money in your organization, and you're losing time. So that's what I would tell them. Shut all that stuff down and remove the distractions from their lives.
Dr. Maloon Gibson, always great to have you with us. Solid information and advice shared here today. We can't thank you enough. Where can listeners get all the details on your services, and how could they also be in touch?
Well, they can be in touch with us on, and I have a new site. They can go to www.inspireleadgrow.com. That's www.inspireleadgrow.com, because that's what we do. We are growing, inspiring, and leading others to success. And they can also go to www.empowerment.com. We are on Twitter at Inspire Lead Grow, or Amicita Maloon Gibson at Maloon Gibson A on Twitter. And we're on LinkedIn, my full name, Dr. Amicita Maloon Gibson, on Facebook, Dr. Amicita Maloon Gibson. And we're on Instagram, Dr. Amicita Maloon Gibson, all the way. And we have our Facebook page. We invite you to join that, Inspire, Lead, Grow. That's our Facebook page. And we share words of inspiration daily.
Again, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and we can certainly feed off your energy. Thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Well, thank you so much, Eric, for having me, and thank you for what you're doing in empowering others in the world. We thank you again, and God bless you.
And thank you for those kind words, and God bless you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Sita Maloon Gibson, the founder and CEO of ATIC and MGAA Professional Developments Institute, who are growing and empowering future leaders for now, for extraordinary success. And for all the details, visit inspireleadgrow.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also pick it up on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well for your listening pleasure. And once again, as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.